Kum lenin ablat gemara up to pay dalim and alv the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, elu, the following things, im olu, if you put them on the mizbeach, lo yerdu, they don't come back down. How long, if, for example, the river stayed overnight, so it's possible because it stayed overnight, or hayyotze, you took it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, or hatamei, or it became tamei, or shenishchat chutz lezmana, you shechted the animal, having in mind the wrong time, which disqualifies the animal from being eaten. But you place it on the mizbeach by mistake, or chutz lemekomi, had in mind eating the wrong place, or shekiblu psulin, somebody posel accepted the blood, and vizorka damai, and he sprayed the blood. All these cases, it's posel, but if you put on his bayach, it can remain there. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, that, however, there are three exceptions. If the following three psulin, nishcha balayla, if it was slaughtered at night, why are these three different than others we'll see? But the slaughtered at night, these are cases where it's never kosher anyway. Or nishpach dama, the blood poured out, or v'yotza dama chutz l'klaim, if the blood went outside of the Beis HaMikdash, in all of these cases, not the meat, but the blood, went outside, im also tated, even went up, it goes, you take it down again. Rav Shimon disagrees. He says, loy tated, even in these three cases, once you put him as mezbeach, you don't take it down. Rav Shimon says, this is the rule. Rav Shimon aimer, kol shepsuli bakkaidus, anything which became possible inside the Beis HaMikdash, it was kosher until the Lord of the Beis HaMikdash. Then it became possible, you leave him as mezbeach. HaKodesh mekabloi, then the Kodesh receives it, and therefore you put a place in his bech, it remains it. Lo hoya psul about Kodesh, but if the psul did not take place in the base of Migdash, then ain't HaKodesh mekabloi.
So it was possible before it
Hang on, wait, there's four books. Which is the four books?
It's the wrong Masechta.
We're Masechta Zvachim.
Pesachim.
Zvachim.
Pesachim.
Zvachim will be there, Mishem, in 3 years. Let's do Rashi Mita. Rashi Halon, Bein Dam, Bein Emurim, whether it's blood, whether it's fat, Sabuda Eimer, Bahanoch, Tlosa, Poli, he argues in all these cases, a Moide, Bishara, and he agrees on the rest, the time of Yala, Begemara. And the reason we explain the Gemara. Shaya Psula Ba Kodesh, Mishabos, La Zora, Nifsula came to Possel. Kol Shaya Psula Ba Kodesh, if the Psula took place.
It was possible before it even got there, right?
Yeah, then it's bad. No, Psula Ba Kodesh means it became Possel inside the base of Migdash, then the Mizbech receives it. They've been going to Yalvtime reason. Back to Mishnah.
When you say, sorry, Possel in the base of Migdash is before Shit or after?
You'll soon see the examples.
Ah, okay.
And the Shechita doesn't matter either. Shechita is the place of the Shemitah. We'll see the contrast. The Elu, the following Shalai Hoya Psul Bakaydu. What do I mean, things which were possible before it entered the base of Midrash? For example, Hareveya, Hanirba, an animal that was involved in bestiality. That became possible before it entered the base of Midrash. Or Hamukta, set aside for Avodah Zarah. Or Hanever, it wasn't never set aside, somebody just worshipped it. Or HaEsnan, it was given to a harlot as a gift. Or HaMechid, he swapped it for a dog. Or HaKalayim, if it was born from Kalayim. Or HaTreifa, or if it was a Treifa. Or HaYotze, or the Vlad of a Treifa we had last time. HaYotze, Doifin, or came through Caesarian. Or Bale, Mumun, if it had a Mumun. All of these cases, they were possible before the Ezebes of Migdash. Then Shimon says, I agree that if you put it on the Mizbech, you still have to remove it. Rabbi Akiva says, certain Mumun, Makasha, Machsha, Bebala Mumun. Rabbi Kiva is machshe when it comes to bale mum. We'll see later. It's mumin that by a bird, for example, is not possible. But if it's a mum that's a grave mum, then Rabbi Kiva maybe you cannot put it. We're talking about a cataract of an eye. Rabbi Chanina's gan koinim aimer. Rabbi Chanina's gan koinim said, Doich hoya abba, my father Antoninus or Antignus used to take it when you take it off to Mizbeach, he would take it off. Bale mumi magam Mizbeach, he used to take it off, but doich, he didn't just take it straight out right and throw it away, he sort of pushed it, elbowed it in another natural way so that it gave it a little covered a little cheretz. Kishem she'im olu lo yordu, and just like we just said, if you took it on Mizbeach, you don't take it down. Kach im yordu, if it fell down, la yalu, you don't put them back up either. V'kulon sha'olu chayin shesbeach, in all of these cases, all of these cases that we said, once you put them in shesbeach, you don't take it down, but if you Well, if they came off the Mizbech, you don't put it back up. They're ready, you leave it there, but don't put it back up. Living animals that went on top of the Mizbech, Yodu, you take them down. Oil, you know, by calling the animals alive, no matter what it is, if it's on the Mizbech, you take it down. An oil that went up in the Mizbech alive, you take it down. What about you didn't? You shechted it, but it's a Mizbech, we shechted it on top of the Mizbech. Even though you're allowed to reject on Mizbeach, Yafshid v'inotchabim kaimah, then you should strip it already up there as well. We'll talk about that later. Yeah.
On the Mizbeach, you can assume there are a lot of karbonis going at the same time.
What do you mean? The karbonis are all done on the floor. The Mizbeach are burning. There's plenty of space. It's a big area. 26 amber by 26 amber.
And yet the kohen has to remember which piece of meat comes from which carbon, from which. Because.
What do you mean?
Yordu lo yalu, yordu yalu. Oh, mean, meat comes off the Mizbeach. I have to know that this is a zebra from Yankel Shmerel and that this fell down and it was puzzled before.
Yeah, good.
I mean, how do I know? One piece of meat from another.
You're right.
So what does that mean? You just leave it on the Mizbeach. You don't burn it.
What do you mean?
When it says, imalu lo yardu, just leave it sitting there.
And let it know. Let it burn, let it burn up there.
Yeah, move it.
Yeah. We learned yesterday, al moite al Mizbeach.
I mean, it's in the flames.
It has to be in the flames. Al Moikda al Mizbeach. We have two opinions. One is it's on the, yeah. It's Biro with the fire. It's fire. Pyre. Second more time in London, but I said, Rabbi Huda says, it says in the Pasuk, where does Rabbi Huda coming from? Why does he make three exceptions? Because he has three miyutim. It says in the Pasuk, tell Aaron and his children the following. Zois, this is the Torah of the Oiler. That's the Zois where he's limiting. This. He, her Oiler, that's limiting again. So you have three and oilers, three hadi elu, give him a miyotin. You have three miyotin, zois, he, ha oiler, the oiler. You have three miyotin. So what are we concluding? The hay of ha oiler is a miyot as well. Yeah, exactly. The famous oiler, yeah. Also, if it went up, it goes back down. Rashi, Zoysi, Oila, Zois, Miyuta, Vihi, Miyuta, Vihaid, Ha Oila, Miyuta, three Miyutim. The Mashma, Ha Oila, Ha Miyuched, that's singled out, Shaders, Kosher, Vilay, Psul, and Apostle Mute. It's coming to be Mimaye, Psulim, it's coming to be Mimaye, those which are Hani, Psulisi, Psulim. Also, it's coming, Shafilu, Olu, even they went up, Yardu, Tame, Kol Hanagem, Mizbech, Lechol, Psulim. Also, don't think that anything that touches Mizbech, even Apostle, should remain Mizbech. We have to limit three. So I don't know which three. Mistabe, he just kept going. Mistabe makes sense. The Hani, Mimaye, Zimai, these, Shepsulim, Lifne, Zrikam, Zimai, these, because the Apostle before Zrikam. Well, the Kameh Mefarish later on explains sharp psulim and only hadin all up psulim. The lo yardu hain all up psulim that once they go up they don't come down. Well, I'm a maid lo huma hachav me again ishchet chutzes mani psulim nezika. What about let's say it became geshachten? What you ask geshachten and you had in mind the wrong time, which is before the zika. Why does it stay up? We'll see you more later. Second one, right? Rabbi Shimon says, Shimon holds no, everything goes up. Oila ainli ela oila. Shiva says oila ainli ela oila kshayid. Shiva says oila. All we know is an oila which is kosher. Menayin l'rabba yishenish l'belay. How do I know to include? Not like a to exclude. If you shechted at night, shenish berdom with the blood poured out. You have to know the claim. How do you know if you put him in the bech, it still remains there over how long? Vayyitzev atame. And all other cases we had on Mishnah, which shenish was a man shechting in the wrong time. Because we came here, keep it till he was zorked atame. And itin l'matan itin l'maylam. Thing I told him. Think we should be in the bottom. He passes it. If you we're not paid dollar on but all of us 8 lines at the bottom. Hani Tony Lamata, that which is in the shul there should be one. The shul. Hani Tony Lamata, if it's, it belongs.
What's wrong with that one?
It has another English. Hani Tony.
It's another English one, isn't it?
Hani Tony Lamata, Shanit and Lamaila.
I hear. It's okay.
It's all right. It's all right. Okay. Yeah. Hani Tony Lamata, Shanish Lamaila, Lamaila, Lamata. But it told him bechotchin also mifnim, that which should be done outside, you brought inside the Beis Hamikdash, mifnim shel bechotchin supposed to be done into the Beis Hamikdash. And you're outside upesach v'chatas sheshaknu lishman, or a carbon pesach chatas yidu lishman. All of these psulim. How do I know if it came as beich liba that the menayin tam leim? It says the pasuk toira sa oila. It says the pasuk zois toira sa oila. These are the laws. What are the laws of oila? Say oila. The laws of oila tell you that riba toira achas lechol ha'oilin. There's one set of laws for any carbon that's brought up onto the mizbeach. As long as I'll make that sitting there on the fire or in the mizbech, it remains there. She'im alu liyod, if it went up there, you don't take it down. Yochla would have thought, any marba, I should also include in other psulim. Since you're telling me that koyda achas, you know, toyda so'ela, or toyda achas ho'elas, maybe even if you put it up there, let's say other psulim, like a reveya, and a nirba, hamukza, haneva, the esnan, the mechir, the klein, the trev, maybe also those should remain on the mizbech. Tamaloy, mezois, this. I agree with you, there's a limit in here. But what are we excluding? We're excluding not things which you can't puzzle inside the Beis Hamikdash, even your cases, the blood poured out. These are all psulim inside the Beis Hamikdash. What are we excluding? We're excluding things which were puzzle prior, exactly, like Reveya and Nirba and all that. Umas, Reis, the Rabbi says, Elu, Heis, Elu. How do you know? What may you deem to decide that this is should be excluded, this should be included? Acha, Shariba, HaKosu. On the one hand, you have Toyrasa, Elu, which comes to include everything. Umiyut, and then you have another pasuk. Zoyse comes to exclude. Marbanias Elo logic tells me I should include those Shahayip Sulam Bakhadish. It became possible. They walked into the chutz of the Beis Hamikdash, Azor the Beis Hamikdash, and they were holy in the Beis Hamikdash. It was Koilid, it already has a connection. Umaytianias Elo Shahayip Sulam Bakhadish. And I exclude all those that were possible before they entered the Beis Hamikdash. They have no connection to anything happened in the Beis Hamikdash. That's Abshimin. But Abhuda, Maisla Mahoch. Abhuda learns it from here. All other psulam from here. This is a Yehuda that says that you have 30 minutes and excluding Nishpach Dom and all that. How does he know to exclude? He doesn't believe in this principle of Shimon about things which are possible prior to the Beis Hamikdash, things are possible after. So how does he know to exclude everything else? Why do we say that Lon Bedam Kosher? This is a Yehuda's opinion. Why do we say that if it stayed overnight by blood, it is kosher? When kosher means that it, if you put on the Mizbech, it's not kosher, but if you put on the Mizbech, because you had all of these psulim in another example, they would be kosher. So therefore, the Easter has been is sort of minimized, and therefore, if it goes in the Mizbech, it remains there. For example, where do you find lon staying overnight as kosher? By Krom Shlomim, because you can eat it 2 days and one night. So if it stays overnight, of course, you'll eat it. Shahari lon kosher, because, first of all, where do you see lon as kosher? By Murin. We see that by fat, it can stay overnight, and it's kosher. And lon ben muri kosher. How do I taken know that by fats if it stays overnight it's kosher? Shari lon kosher b'basa. Since basa for a person is very similar to the emurin on the mizbech, right? This is the Abish's food, and that's a human food. And human consumption, you find that it's kosher the next morning. We'll see them anywhere by kamer shlamim. So to emurin, my old kabbanis is kosher on the mizbech. And if emurin is kosher, therefore lon anything is. And if you left meat overnight, it's kosher even by a apostle by a carbon that's only limited for day and night. Yaitzei. So every one of these psulim, we find an instance where it's kosher. Shahai yaitzei kosher, babam by the bummer, all of these things, were suspended. So therefore, we leave it. Tomei, where do you find tomei?
You mean you took it
outside the base of Mikdash? Yeah.
But in the Shasa bombers, it never went into the Mikdash.
But by the bummer, there's no, the whole din of yaitzei exists. If you lived in Chevron, you can take it anywhere. And you can take it out of Chevron afterwards. Yeah. No, there's no din of Yaitzeh. So since we find that the psul of Yaitzeh didn't apply all the time, that it's a weak psul.
Okay, but
that's what we need. You should be bothered more by Shkom Shlomo.
You're saying Yaitzeh doesn't apply, therefore Yaitzeh is kosher.
That's right, exactly. No, it means it's a weaker Iser.
So it's Iser.
A mum is possible even in a bummer, so it's a stronger Iser. Hoyel, Tomei as well. Hoyel Hutu, Lavoy de Tzibur. Tum Hutu de Tzibur. So again, so it's a weaker Issa. Chutzlis manoi, why chutzlis manoi tom possible? Where do you find that it works? Uhoyul maratzel pigul. In order to become pigul, maybe a little before, all your other activities have to be effective. Therefore, if you had one bad thought, if you had two, three bad thoughts, there's no pigul. Chutzlis mekaymai, where do you find chutzlis mekaymai? How is chutzlis manoi similar to chutzlis manoi? She kibla psuli, and if a apostle, a person, mekabalit, vizorka, yadome, behanel psuli, the chazel, avoida tzibur, all of the psuli, the rof, avoida tzibur, dashi. Yaitse, uvi yaitse, the muri, oil, the muri, kachim, avil yaitse, the dam, poisa, rabbi Huda. When we say over here yaitse, we just said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda himself passes it. How can you tell me this breitse? Is Rabbi Huda, in the Mishnah says that yaitse is one of the three things that apostle. So Rashi has a chilu between yaitze by blood and yaitze by what we call what do you call it, of fats. You the passes by blood, the nafkele the plutulim, it lost some. Remember, you had three psulim. One is nishpach dama, one is yaitse dama, and one is if you did it by night. Why? We're more makme by yaitse of dam than of meat. With the nishchet chutzlas manoi, the ashkele ritzei afilu b'fnim, if you shechted chutzlas manoi. We find that ritzei even b'fnim shemartze, le pegule, le onige kores. The chosel by the tzibur ki going tummy, atomic burzen. Second one of Aitir. So we're talking about what kind of psulim are we talking about? We're talking about psulim.
So how did you touch again in Bahanach psulim the chosel of the tzibur? We're talking about, you're saying it means those psulim which are possible for.
There are certain psulim that are kosher avoid the tzibur. We'll see that we'll talk about later what it is. There certain psulim that are kosher avoid the tzibur. Those are the psulim when we say that an apostle person does it, it's still kosher. Like if a cholo does avoid it, whatever he did remains, you know, whatever he did, he did. You shouldn't be serving. So therefore, it goes on the Mizbech by a carbon yachid. Now, the Gemara says a very simple question. Chidani dover. So what are you telling me? You're learning lon by murin from a lon by flesh, and so on. Chidani dover shalei bech sheder. Sheder by a murin is wrong. From something which is the right thing, Tana we learned Azois Toidas Oyle Riba Samuchlei. The Tana actually uses the is really learning from a pasuk Zois Toidas Oyle to tell you it's coming to include. Even Rabbi Huda coming to include things, so therefore we're including these things over here, even though it's a bit tenuous. Here it's possible, and here it's kosher, but still we're comparing the two. And we'll explain now. Amar Rabbi Avichan says. If somebody, Rabbi Yechon, the Gemara explains a little bit of parts of the Brisa. Rabbi Yechon says, "Hashoyched behema belayla." If somebody shechts an animal at night b'fnim, if somebody shechts an animal at night b'fnim inside the base, oh, shalom aleichem. Chadesh shemenu kekedem. Where are our cheese danishes? Who is the kez danishes?
That's what he means when he says
Thanks, Yuppie. Amr Rabbi Yechon said, Belayla, if somebody shechts an animal at night, b'fnim, inside the base of Midrash, which is possible because you have to shecht by day, not by night. But then what he did was, he took it outside, and he did the rest of the carbon outside. We have a concept called shchuti chutz. If you do a carbon outside, it should have been done inside, you chayiv karas, because you took you did an activity that should have been done inside the base of Midrash, outside the base of Midrash. So he says, "V'helim b'chutz," and then you did the rest outside. Chayiv, you are chayiv. Why? Even though l'chayiv you did a pasul activity, even the shechting is pasul. And according to Rab Shimon, that if you shecht in the base of Mikdash and you put it on the mizbech, it remains there. So your shechita was effective. So therefore, if you shechted outside, if you then took the rest outside, you start. You know, it belongs in the base of Mikdash. But even according to Rabbi Yehuda, says that these are the three exceptions. You put it on the mizbech, you shechted at night, which you shouldn't have, and you place it on the mizbech. Rabbi Yehuda says you take it off, but still something happened here, and therefore, if you do it outside, you're chayiv. Why? Loit tehei b'chutz. It's no worse than shechted b'chutz. If you shechted outside, you shecht a carbon outside umayle b'chutz, and you bring it and you roast it outside the base of Mikdash. You're chayiv for the shechting, even though you're not supposed to shecht any carbon outside, and you did, which is a disqualified activity. And yet we call you shchut chutz. So why is shechting at night any worse than shechting outside? Mosiv Rav Chiya Bar Avin. Rav Chiya Bar Avin asked the question under Rav Yechonon. He says, "Hashoychet oif b'fnim." If somebody shechts a bird inside, instead of doing malika, the activity for a bird is malika, right? Using the thumb, the long thumbnail. But instead, you shechted the bird inside, umayle b'chutz, and then you brought the bird outside and you roasted it. Potter, you are potter. Why? Because since this bird no longer had a shaykh at the base of Midrash, you don't do shchit in the base of Midrash for a bird. You don't shecht birds. You only use your thumbnail. So because he shecht to the bird, even though he didn't say the base of Midrash, it's no shaykh at the base of Midrash, so it's no shchut chutz. It's not a carbon you took
it's
outside.
It's not considered a shchit, in other words.
Like, exactly. And if it's like it says, if you took a carbon and you did it outside the base of Midrash, because it's nothing to do with a carbon. What about shochat b'chutz? You didn't shecht it inside the Beis HaMikdash. Because inside the Beis HaMikdash, there's no shechita for birds. You shecht it outside. Now, if it would have been a carbon, a normal bird, that's how you do it. You shecht it. So you shecht it outside, having in mind, oh, there's going to be a carbon. And then a ma'ile b'chutz. And then you bring it up and you roast it outside. Then you're a chayv. You're chayv for the shechita, and you're chayv for the roasting as well. So, and we learn from a pasuk, oh, yeah, sheishchot, and you're chayv for both. Now, according to you, why is the guy who shechted inside? Why is the guy who shechted inside not chayv b'chutz? Name a letter. Say, it shouldn't be any. Whereas in somebody shechting, and why should? What's the difference? You shechted a bird, according to you, Rabbi Yechon, you said that you shechted at night, which is, it's useless. Yet, if you brought it outside, you roasted your chayv, because there's a link to the base of Migdash. So, why if you shechted a bird and you did it outside, you say totally pot? What's the difference? Name a. Why don't we say loytape chusa? That shechting a bird inside the Beis HaMikdash is no word. There's shechting a mile b'chutz. Tiyufta, it's a good question. This is very interesting. You never have this. Tiyufta is a good question. Then Gemara gives an answer. And he buys, I'll give you an answer. Because the concept of shechita. Yeah, repudiated. And he buys, I'm more can give you an answer. That shechita is oy b'fni mikl kotle.
Usually end of the line. That's it.
Yeah.
We've arrived at a conclusion.
So now another answer is shechita by a bird in Beis HaMikdash is never shaykh. You don't shecht birds in Beis HaMikdash. But shechita at night is shaykh. If not by carbon, it's shaykh by a chulin. So therefore, since it's shaykh, something happened in shaykh, so that's why if you did it outside later, it looks like you did a carbon outside. That's the difference. So inside the Beis HaMikdash, you never shech the bird. I don't care if it's kachim, I don't care if it's chulin. You don't shech chulin in the Beis HaMikdash, and kachim, you put it in the malika. But shechita at night, generally, is shechita at night, is shechita by chulin. And therefore, it's considered as if you started something here, and you take a rest outside, you're chayiv. Omar Ula said, and we had this yesterday, Emurei kachim kalim, he said, that if you take the fats of kachim kalim, shehel on lifnei zikas daman, and you put them on the zbeach before you spray the blood, and therefore you didn't really make it kodesh yet, because by a carbon shlamim, it does not become kodesh until you actually spray the blood. After you spray the blood, then the Eibishter now gets his share, the emurim, the fats. So now, if from now on, if you're stealing, you're stealing from the Eibishter. Before then, there's no stealing. So, but if you took the fat and you put it on the zbech before you spray the blood, so there's nothing holy here, it remains in the zbech. And we explained yesterday the reason is because there's nothing you have to do with the fats. The only activity you have to do is spraying the blood, which is external, extraneous to the fats. Nothing to do with the fats itself. We actually learned the Shenishper Dhamma says that if you the poor blood out, and if you put it on Mizbeach, or she yatsa dama chutz leklayim, or you took, we think right now we're talking about the fats of kachim kalim. It says it clearly, the blood poured out. So clearly it says it, there's no blood left. And so you never sprayed it on the Mizbeach, obviously. And you put the fats on the Mizbeach, it remains there. So it's clear, right? To ulu, that even though you never sprayed the blood, it goes on the Mizbeach. Ushi yatsa dama chutz leklayim, or you took it outside the klayim. Mahasam, just like over there. Deem bad lizraik, ain't like lizraik. If the blood poured out. So when you put the flesh and the fats on the mizbech, you put it before, yeah, there's no blood. And it's worse than all other oilin, yeah. If the blood didn't pour out and you put it on the mizbech, it's like a kalvah chaymer. But madach in this case, it's not even shaykh. Even if you wanted to spray the blood, you can't. And yet we say if it goes on mizbech, surely the blood is still sitting there, you didn't spray it. And you put it on mizbech, surely since there's potential to spray the blood, even now, you should leave it on mizbech. So Amrit, you say madach hasam madach over there. Deim baliza, if you want to spray the blood, ain leliza. There's nothing to spray with. And yet Amrit, you say im alu lo yardu. If once in the bech, leave it there. Hach over here, deim baliza zayin. Over here, the blood is still there. You didn't spray it yet, and you want to spray it. Definitely, you can. Like koshke, surely. Says Gemara, that's no raya. Targuma, I can learn. We're talking about over here that kachim. We're not talking about kachim kalim. Kachim kalim are not holy until you spray the blood. Kachim like a chatas, the moment you set it aside, it's already holy. Even if you didn't spray the blood, it's already. If somebody uses it for their own purpose, they're moyo, they're stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. By a shlamim, it belongs to the owner until he actually brings it to the Beis HaMikdash and they shecht it and they spray the blood. So therefore, maybe Taker Ula is wrong that if you take the fats in before you spray the blood, there's nothing holy about it. You should take it off the Mizbech. Ay, there's a Braise, you leave it on Mizbech with the blood poured out. The Mishnah is talking about over there where a kachim, the animal's already set aside, it's already holy. Okay, we'll stop here and continue tomorrow.
in the case of